In this bulletin, coronavirus continues its spread in Australia and overseas. The family of a child found dead in a minibus breaks their silence. And Australian officials assure the community the Tokyo Olympics is taking the coronavirus threat seriously. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Another Australian who was on board the Diamond Princess cruise ship has been diagnosed with coronavirus, taking the total number of cases to 23. The federal government has changed its travel advice, urging people to be highly cautious if they're visiting northern Italy because of their outbreak. New cases have also been reported in Austria, Switzerland and Croatia, while Iran's death toll has reached 16, the most COVID-19 fatalities outside of China. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says all the Australians with the virus are feeling well and they're receiving medical care.
And so the way we think of this is as rings of containment. And so there's a very well thought through plan which we've enacted in relation to those community transmission cases. And I think that is important to recognise that at this point, although we are not immune to the virus, we are well prepared.
Australia's Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy says hospitals and aged care services are being briefed in case the health emergency worsens.
We are still contained in Australia. We have no community transmission of this virus in Australia. And that's a really important message for the public, that there is no reason to change anything you do, wear masks or behave in a way that is different from normal. But we are preparing. We are preparing because of the developing international scenario.
A parliamentary vigil will be held this evening in honour of murdered mother Hannah Clark and her three children. Ms Clark's former partner killed his family and himself last week, prompting an outpouring of grief and debate about domestic violence reforms. Labor MP Anne Ali has spoken out about her own dealings with family violence and says she wants the issue to stay on the agenda. Queensland State Opposition Leader Deb Freckleton wants coercive control to become a crime under LNP proposal. Opposed family violence reforms. The vigil will be held for Miss Clark and her children at Parliament House in Canberra tonight. The uncle of a child found dead in a childcare minibus at Cairns says relatives are still trying to come to terms with the loss. Two people have been charged over the three-year-old's death after he was left inside a vehicle parked outside a state school. Uncle Nick says the family is dealing with the unprecedented situation and it's chosen not to name the boy for cultural reasons.
But from an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander perspective and culturally speaking, our family is now in sorry business. As a family, we'll work through that process, and so we're asking the media to respect our privacy as a family during this time.
A woman who was sexually assaulted by Harvey Weinstein in 2006 says she's relieved he was convicted by a New York jury. Weinstein could be jailed for up to 25 years for his crimes and he faces another sexual assault trial in Los Angeles. He was taken to hospital after his court appearance complaining of chest pain. Weinstein victim Miriam Haley has told America's CBS This Morning program most rapists are not convicted, so the court outcome was a huge relief.
I mean, this is statistics say that most rapists walk. So I didn't know which way it would go.
Yeah.
But I'm just very relieved and grateful and happy that that it feels like we're making progress.
A book publisher in China who produced a book on the personal lives of Chinese Communist Party members has been jailed for 10 years. A Chinese court imposed the sentence on Hong Kong bookseller Gui Minhai for illegally providing intelligence overseas. Mr. Gui has been in and out of detention since 2015. In tennis, Ashley Barty has advanced to the third round of the Qatar Open after accounting for Germany's Laura Siegmund in straight sets. Barty racked up 19 winners as she was dispatched by German opponent 6-3, 6-2. Let's check out tomorrow's weather now. Possible shower or storm, 33 in Perth. Partly cloudy in Adelaide, 22. Much the same for Melbourne, 21. A shower or two developing in Hobart, 19. Becoming sunny in Canberra, 27. Partly cloudy in Wollongong, 23. Much the same in Sydney, 25. Cloud about for Newcastle, 26. In Brisbane, showers with a possible storm, 31. Much the same for Cairns, 33. And similar conditions for Darwin, 31 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.